This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. A new U.S. guideline recommends women with average risk factors should get regular mammograms starting at 40 rather than 50. Preventative mammograms are covered by most insurance providers, but follow-up exams may not be, and the extra false positive results that'll come with earlier screenings also have costs. Ali Budner has more.
40 used to be the recommended age to start breast cancer screening. Then in 2009, it changed to 50. Now it's 40 again.
My doctor recommended it to me at 40. So this change was a little bit surprising because I thought it was already at 40.
Yaa Akosi-Antwi is an economics professor at Johns Hopkins University. Her own confusion aside, she says this change may have real economic consequences for insurance companies, providers, and patients. The Affordable Care Act requires insurers, including Medicare and Medicaid, to pay for preventative mammograms.
What this means is that perhaps insurance companies would pass it on to consumers in terms of higher premiums.
Or they might just absorb it, says health economist Jason Shaffrin with FTI Consulting.
If you detect people with breast cancer earlier, the cost of treating people at early stage breast cancer compared to later is much cheaper.
So earlier tests might be saving lives and lowering the cost burden on the system overall. But it's not that simple for clinics and hospitals, says Shaffrin.
Costs are rising and reimbursement may be lagging, especially for the public payers, Medicare and Medicaid.
For most insured patients, it won't cost any more to start getting mammograms earlier because they're fully covered. But the roughly 16% of people who get an abnormal result will probably need more tests. Unlike the mammogram, those might not be free. Heather Gold is a professor of population health at New York University.
That really depends on the individual's health insurance policy.
Anywhere from 7 to 12% of follow-up tests reveal no cancer at all. That's known as a false positive. And false positives can be financially, medically, and emotionally draining. Still, the uninsured are left completely behind. And Antwi at Johns Hopkins says there's a race divide.
African-American women are overrepresented in terms of people who are without insurance.
The U.S. Preventative Healthcare Task Force included in its announcement this week that Black women are 40% more likely to die of breast cancer than white women. And lowering the screening age may not be enough to change that. I'm Ali Budner for Marketplace.